الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البقاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى، صلى على محمد وآل محمد، وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لساقت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: أنا من الدنيا أحب ثلاثة أشياء: الصوم في الصيف والضرب الصوم في الصيف والضرب بالسيف وإكرام الضيف. وقال السيدة فاطمة سلام الله عليها في خطبتها: فرض الله الصيام تثبيتا للإخلاص. صلوات. Congratulations to the entire Islamic Ummah and specifically to all of you brothers and sisters on the arrival of the month which belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, specifically the month in which Allah has invited all the Ahlul Iman Mu'minun to become his guests, the month which is considered to be the month which is considered to be the Qurratu Shuhur and the most superior among all the months of the month of the year, the month which is considered to be the beginning of the ethical and moral fiscal year in Islam. Just like the people have financial fiscal years, like the tax has the, you know, financial fiscal years, they count it. Similarly, Islam has a spiritual and moral and ethical spiritual fiscal year, which begins from the month of Ramadan. And our Urafa, Hafizahum Allah, say that if a person is unable to control his spirituality and his cleanliness of the soul in the month of Ramadan, he will not be able to control his spirituality in the rest of the year also. So if we want to control our nafs, our wishes, then this is the month that we need to work hard to make sure that we are able to control our desires and wishes. The fasting of the month of Ramadan became wajib in the second year of Hijrah. And second year of Hijrah actually has several specific incidents taking place. We have the Salat becoming wajib on the Islamic Ummah in this current form. There was Salat available in a different form, But the Salat in this current form became wajib in the second Hijrah since the occasion of Mi'raj. And also we have the Taghir of Qibla from Baytul Muqaddas or Baytul Maqdis. In the Arabic grammar, it can be said in both the ways. So the Taghir of Qibla from Baytul Muqaddas was changed towards the Holy Kaaba. That also happened in the second Hijrah of the Islamic calendar, because the verse 149 from Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed, you know, which command, which in the light of that verse, it's an obligation of us, of ours, to turn our face towards now on, then onwards, to turn our face towards the Holy Kaaba. And likewise, in the you know, in the second year of the Hijrah, fasting in the month of Ramadan became wajib, and that was in the end of the month of Sha'ban when this wujub arrived, and 13 days after the taghyir and change of Qibla from Baytul Muqaddas towards the Kaaba, 13 days after that we find the month of Ramadan's fasting became wajib. Fasting was also wajib in the previous ummahs. Let's be very clear, when we say fasting became wajib, we do not mean that the previous ummahs and nations did not have the fasting. Kutiba alaykum ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum. O you who believe, fasting has been made fariza on you the way it has been made a fariza and an obligation on those who were before you. So it was a wajib on others before us, but then we have hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where he explains that innama faradallahu siyama shahra ramadana ala al-anbiya duna al-umam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the fasting of the month of Ramadan in the previous nations wajib on the prophets only, not on the nations, whereas the nation of the Holy Prophet is specific. This has the specific blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not part of the hadiths, as I'm explaining. The nation of the Holy Prophet had this specific blessing of Allah, that Allah gave us this tawfiq to fast in the month of Ramadan so that we can attain those high spiritual levels and the flight and ascension that takes our spirituality into the huzur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from this Madda and Maddiyat and the material attachments. You know, there's a story narrated by some of the scholars that there were three people who were hungry. They went into a town, and well, it was the night time, they had nothing to eat. So one of the people found, one of the those three, he found a mosque. He went there, he said, well, this is the house of Allah, this is Baytullah. Let me go into the house of God, and I, you know, I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make some arrangement for me. So rest of the two people, one, somebody, he tried to find one of his friends in that town, the other one tried to find some of his relatives and friends. So both of those two, they went and they dispersed. They spent their night somewhere, they found food in their houses. On the next morning, both of them came back to the masjid to find their friend and what happened to him. And they came back and they found their friend sitting in the mosque, hungry and thirsty. He had nothing to eat. So it had been told when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was asked about this incident in the one of the previous times, when Allah was asked about this incident, Allah replied that, well, you know, about this guest, you know, this guy was the guest of Allah in the mosque, he was sitting hungry and thirsty throughout the night, he had nothing to eat, he couldn't find anything, although he was the guest of Allah, he said, I want to be the guest of God in his mosque, in his house. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was asked, he replied that I search my hidden treasures, I search my treasures, and I could not find anything in my treasure better than the hunger. So that's the reason, that's what I gave. In other words, that's what I gave to my guests. This is the point that we must realize that Allah's way of hospitality is unique. That's exactly why, if you remember, I have in one of my speeches several years ago, I have mentioned that hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Prophet has said that ma mala'a adamiyun wi'a'an sharram min al-batn. No human ever filled up a container worse than the stomach. That's the reason why our Urafa say, as soon as our stomach becomes completely full, the babul ma'naviyat, the door of the metaphysical blessings of Allah is shut on that soul. There's no way you can have any access to any of the ma'naviyat if you eat in full. If you eat incomplete, you will continue to have access towards the ma'naviyat. But if you eat in full, the door of ma'naviyat is shut. Zero access to the ma'naviyat. And that's how a person is now heading towards, relaxing his body or sleeping or in comfort. There's no way he can leave this alamut tabi'a, alamul madda. When we say that, Holy Prophet ﷺ had said in his statement that, in the last khutbah that he delivered in the month of Sha'ban, narrated by Sheikh Saduq, Kitab al-Amali wal-Majalis, that in the last khutbah, maybe sometime we can talk about that later on, but there's just one sentence from that khutbah where he said, Ya ayyuhan nasu inna anfusakum marhunatun bi a'malikum fa fukuha bi istighfarikum. Oh, the people, your lives are under the control of your actions. So set yourselves free through your istighfar. Prophet used to see our sins. When the time of death arrives, the same sins that we perform are either hanging in our necks in the form of chains, or it becomes a burden on our back, which is weighing down our back. One of those two. Saratil A'malo, there's a dua from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam where he says, Oh my Lord, in other words, he's saying at the time, seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the time of at the time of death when Saratil A'malo aghlalan fil a'naq, when all the actions become the chains in the neck, all the bad deeds that a person performs, he would get to know and see that all the bad deeds are now in the form of the chains hanging in his neck. Prophet used to see those chains. And those, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثَ وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. The same Isr and Aghlal. So these Isr and Aghlal, these chains which were on the people, and the Holy Prophet was sent by Allah to take the people, to set the people free from those chains. This is the prime job of the Holy Prophet, where he used to see the people with the burdens of their sins in the form of chains. He once said that, inna zuhurakum thaqilatun min awzarikum. That's the mafhoom al-ruwayah, that your backs are heavy because of the burdens that you are carrying. So remove those burdens by performing, tulis sujood, lengthy sajdas. So when we perform the lengthy sajdas, we get rid of the burdens and those sins which are weighing down our back. Again, we don't see that, but the Prophet is seeing, so he cannot tolerate. He's a rahmatun lil alameen. So our sins are have actually seized and captivated us, not able to leave this materialistic world and fly up towards the huzur and mahdar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the reason why in Islam we find, it is said in the hadith, man taraka shahawata kana hurra. So anybody whosoever quits the wishes and desires and shahawat, he is the one who became free. So anyone who says, I want to act the way I like to act, I want to do what I like to do, what I wish to do, this guy is a slave. He's yet to be set free. He's not hur. Because Imam Ali al-Islam has said, man taraka shahawat kana hurra, whosoever quits the desires and wishes, he's the hur person. So in Islam, there's no value higher than the value of hurriyat. And the reason behind, our ulama say, one of the biggest benefits of fasting is that it provides you hurriyat and azadi and freedom from your desires. How does it provide the hurriyat and freedom and azadi from desires? Through your istighfar. This is the month of istighfar, where the Prophet said, the doors of hellfire are shut and the doors of heaven are open in the month of Ramadan. What else do we want? When we are seeking the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are invited as the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit from His rahmat and maghfirat and rirwan, then this is the real time where we can benefit from the actual hurriyat. That's the reason in Islam a revolution is required. Revolutions in Islam, and the Islamic phenomenon of revolution, is to ensure hurriyat of the people. The people are now free from all the bondages and the yokes of human beings. So there is no nation or no political party or no people or no group or no person who can make any other person his own personal slave. That he calls the shots and he runs the show and he commands the people and he governs over the people. There is no such thing in Islam. Islam is the religion that ensures that every human being is set free. That's the purpose of the Qiyam of Imam Hussein in Islam. Hurriyat. So that he sets the people free from the rule of taghut. And people become hur and really free from any bondage towards any human being and become servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said in Nahj al-Balagha, إِنَّ هَذَا الدِّين كَانَ أَسِيرًا فِي أَيْدِ الْأَشْرَارِ. This religion was a slave in the hands of the evil people. يُعْمَلُ فِيهِ بِالْهَوَى وَيُطْلَبُ بِهِ الدُّنْيَا. You know, people used to do their own desires and seek dunya out of it. So Islam, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set this, the religion of the people, free from the control of the humans and set the humans free so that they can freely worship. They are not bound to any human being on this earth. They continue to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody who is an asir and slave of the shahwat has two signs. Every haqiqatan likulli haqqin haqiqatan. Every haqiqat has, every reality has a sign and alamat, and you would recognize that reality through that alamat. If you want to know whether a human being is asir or he is hur, whether he is azad or he is a slave, he is a captive. There are two signs. Sign number one of being asir and a captive. Sign number one is that he would like to stay in this dunya. Tamayul and mail were raghba. He would have raghbat and tamayul and mail and eagerness and keenness to stay further in this dunya. This is the sign number one for anyone who is asir of his shahwat. Is yet to be set free. He if he wants to get the taqarrub and closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sign number two of an asir person, which Islam wants to set him free of the slavery, that he is afraid of death. ويخاف الموت. If you find any human being, he is afraid of death, it proves that he is the asir of the shahawat of this dunya. These two wrong ways of thinking, Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, rooted out these two ways of thinking and replaced them with two other ones, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us not to get attached to the alamul mulk, alamul tabi'ah, or alamul madda, the material world. Don't get detached to, don't get attached to this world. And for the sake of about the mouth, Islam gave a person the concept of the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when we keep away from the sins and we get close to Allah who is Nur, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard, when we get away from the sins and we get the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have raghbat to meet our beloved and our Lord whom we are seeking his qurb. When every action we perform for his sake and none of our actions are performed for the sake of this dunya, then a person will love to get closeness of his beloved. So that's why, so we find Imam Ali alayhi salam has said that Allah hurrun yada'u hadhihi al-lumaza li-ahliha. Is there a free person, I'm going to end my speech, is there a free person around who can leave this lumaza for those who deserve it, for the one who deserves it? Lumaza in Arabic, we call it to some the remainder particles of food that get stuck in the middle of your teeth when you are eating food. When you eat the food, there are some remaining particles of food that get stuck in your teeth. Those remaining particles of food that Imam Ali is talking about, this entire dunya, he calls it lumaza. That means this dunya is the remainder of the earlier ummats. They chewed this dunya and these particles are remaining from the remainder chewed dunya of the earlier generation. Is there a free person around who does not give in and does not accept the pressures of this material dunya, which is nothing but the remainder food of chewed by the earlier generations? Again, this requires hurriyat from attachments of this dunya. This is what fasting is all about. That's why our urafa say one of the biggest benefits and hikmat of fasting, you know, just like in salat we talk about hikmat of salat, al ghayatul mutarattibatu ala salat. What is the ghayat and destination that we achieve by performing? Mi'raj of the mu'min. Because Prophet said, as salatu mi'raj al mu'min. Likewise, what's the ghayat of the psalm? What is the destination that we would like to reach by doing the fasting? The destination we would like to reach is, one of the destinations that we would like to reach through the fasting is hurriyat. So every human being on the planet Earth is considered to be a captive of his own actions. Kullu imra'in bima kasaba rahin. Quran has informed in Surah At-Tur, verse 20-21. And kullu nafsin bima kasabat rahina. In another verse, Allah says that every nafs is rahin, rahina, through what, you know, the amal, the bad deeds, the wrongs, the sins, whatever we achieve, we earn, we are a captive of those bad things. That in the light of this verse, we realize that we are the captive of all those wrong deeds that we perform. There are only one group of people who are free, illa ashab al-yameen. Ashab al-yameen are not raheen of their amal. They are not a captive of their actions. They are free. So ashabul yameen, we call them ashabul yameen, not because not only because their book of deed will be handed over into their right hands on the day of judgment, but Ashabul Yameen are actually, according to my teacher, Ashabul Yameen are called Ashabul Yameen because the word Yameen is derived from the word Yumn in Arabic, which means Barakat. The reason why we call them Ashabul Yameen, because every segment of their action throughout their life was full of Barakat and blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reason they are called Ashabul Yameen. So, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to realize our responsibility and to benefit from this Ma'ida and Sufriya Rahmani, this great invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing us the maghfirat from the sins, and to benefit from the nuraniyat of the Holy Quran as much as we can. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ رَبِيعٌ وَرَبِيعُ الْقُرْآنِ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ. Everything the hadith says has a spring season, and the Rabi and spring of the Quran is the month of Ramadan. So month of Ramadan is the spring season for the Holy Quran. It was revealed in this night. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to benefit from the nur of Quran and from the rahmat and the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واقتل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واقتل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين قاسم الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من انصاره واشياعه واتباعه واعوانه بجاه محمد واله الطاهرين. Please recite one سورة الفاتحة for all the شهداء of Islam. Let's read the ziyarat of Imam Hussein.